2 minutes all at once.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 12. I can be done in no time. It's about 2 minutes if that's like, you know, okay. Anyway, but stay there. No, Rifa says that even if it's a mitzvah reshus, so once you're already doing it, you can't stop in the middle to do a mitzvah chayva.
No, I'm gonna have to leave then.
Okay, fine, we were in the middle of the Mishnah.
Wait, Yerid.
I'm sorry?
The word Yerid.
Yes.
That's what people know.
Yes, we were in the middle of the Mishnah, whereas a Yorub Batavol is where we're up to. We're discussing what happens if a Kohen sees Keri in the middle of the night, right? He's guarding the Beis Hamikdash, he's sitting wherever he's sitting in, one of the three, right? And he sees Keri, what should he do? So he should go into that room, and this is a torchlit hallway, and we discussed the reason, we remember the reason why a torchlit hallway is important.
It's dark.
Yeah, exactly. It's not safe otherwise. And then we go, so he goes down to this mikvah, and the mikvah there has a basic Issa covered, and we talked a little bit about toilets, mm-hmm. right? And then we did. True. Is there any things you missed? Tov. Fine. So it says Yorub Tovel. He went down there and he was Tovel, right? Allah v'nistacheg. Then he would come over and nistacheg. He would dry himself off. I'm not going to even go through the why do you think he need to dry himself off. I'm assuming Kedarapash, you can all work it out, right? And he would stand next to the bonfire so he could warm up, right? Then he would go and sit next to, he would go back to where the other Kami. Okay, if I have to ask you, is he Tahar at this stage?
Nope.
Well, it's his din. Very good. So what's the din of a Tulyom?
Just to wait till sunset.
And what in the meantime, where does he have to be and not be?
Rashi's Machmir and says he has to stay in. He can't come on the Harabite at all.
Very good. We assume the halacha. He cannot be on. He cannot be on Harabais at all. Right? The Tful Yom of a Balkari is the same thing as a Balkari. We assume. It's a Machmir Shonim, but that's the way we assume, like Rashi. Therefore, he has a problem. He's still on Harabais. Right? Okay. So he would wait until the gates open. The second the gates are opened up, he would leave. Now, no, it's clearly an Indian to not open up the gates early. Right? Because otherwise, I can just open up a gate and let him out. They weren't doing that, right? They were waiting, even though we've got somebody's coming in the Beis Hamikdash. Right? The immediate response was not just, let's get him out. Okay? Okay, so whoever wanted to do Trumas HaDeshen, right, would get up early and he would be Tovel, right, until before the Mimunah came. Why does he have to be Tovel?
Because you have to be pure in order to work with
Are you pure if you Tovel right before you do Avoda?
Oh, no.
Ha, very good. Why not?
Because you have to wait.
Exactly. Every single tumah, without a single exception, you'll only be a tful yom after you tovel. So why are you tovel? What's the point of the tefillah?
Is it about the yadayim? To make yadayim, is that an exception to this rule of tful yom?
It is, but then you don't need to be tovel. You need to maximum tovel your pants.
So can't? Isn't that what he means?
No, it means going to mikvah.
Okay.
Okay, so there is a Gemara in Yuma that discusses this, and the Gemara in Yuma suggests two possibilities, not like Samarayim, right? One day it says, Kal v'chomer, right? The Pasuk says literally, explicitly, right, that the Kohen Gadol has to be Tovel before he goes from the Azara into the Kodesh Hashem, right? Why does he have to be Tovel? He has to change the Gadol, right? So if you have to be Tovel before you go from the Azara into the Kodesh Hashem, then Kal v'chomer, says the Gemara, you have to be Tovel before from Chol to Kodesh. So before you actually go into the Azara, you need to. Like from Kodesh to Kodesh, you need to be Tovel. Kal v'chomer, Chol to Kodesh, you need to be Tovel. Right?
But then should not every Kohen be Tovel every time he goes into the
Yes.
Is that how you find
that?
That's how that are from.
Yes, that's how that are. Amora,
sorry.
Haskins. the other Dea in the Gemara in Yuma says, no, it's a Gzeira. We're afraid that there is some tumma on you that you didn't remember exactly what. This will remind you. Meaning it doesn't matar you. It serves as a reminder about the necessity for hakpada and tumantara when it comes to tzibur things. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you need to do tovel before you need to be tovel before you need to do truma sedeshen. What is truma sedeshen? Does anybody know?
Removing the ashes from his back.
Not exactly, but close. Truma sedeshen is the beginning of removing the ashes, right? One kohen was chosen, right, to do truma sedeshen, meaning to take a little bit of the ashes off the mizbeach and put them inside, in a special place that was set aside for them. Then all the other kohanim would come along and do it all together, except for on which day?
Yeah.
No. Yom Kippur, they do the same thing.
Always the same thing.
Yes, but this case the test comes wrong.
What's the question?
What day would the Truma Sedeshen not be followed about what's called Hotzah Sedeshen, taking all the rest of the ashes from the top of the mizbeach and taking them off? What?
Pesach.
Why Pesach?
Well, maybe because there was a lot of shechita going on during the on the Erev Pesach, so maybe it was some kind of
save time.
Sorry?
To save time.
Doing it at night. Not doing anything else. Okay, so you're sort of right. I was wondering if you...
I didn't have... I was...
It's at the Gimor Galim, and the reason why is because there's so many people there, right? So when they bring loads and loads of korbanos, I thought you might know the answer. That was why I was pushing you there. As a result, basically what you end up with is you end up with this tremendous pile of ashes on the Mizbeach from all the korbanos that are being brought, right? And that's no Yehu the Mizbeach, says the Rambam. Right, that's it shows how much Jews love the Mizbeach, love Avodah, want to bring korbanos. Right, so we leave it there so everybody can see it. For the rest of the record, we only do Truma Sedeshen. Okay? Fine. Truma Sedeshen is what's called Tchilas Avodah D'Yamama, so it's the Gemara in Yuma. Right, it's the beginning and the Nachisot, the beginning of the Avodah during the day. Right? Even though it's at night, and usually in Kodshim, night comes after day and not the other way around, if you tovel for Truma Sedeshen, it's as though you tovel for doing Avodah during the day. Okay? So he would have to go to mikveh before the mimuna came. Why would he have to go to mikveh before the mimuna came? Who's the mimuna?
The appointed one to do truma sedeshen.
No, he's the sgan who's going to choose the person who's going to do truma sedeshen. How's he going to choose?
A pious.
Very good. We're going to discuss about what the pious were soon, but they're going to draw lots basically. Okay, not exactly. They're going to draw lots, so they're going to do a similar process, right? So then it says, "Vechi be'ezer shaba mimuna lo kol ha'itim shavos." And when did the mimuna show up to start to choose the kohen who was going to be able to do truma sedeshen? Right? Depends. Not clear. Right? Sometimes he came when the rooster first sounded, was first crowed. Oh, samuchlo milfanava me'acharav, or a little before or after. Right? Hamimune ba v'dafak aleihem. Right? And the moon would come and he'd wake them all up. Vehin paschulai. And they would, and he would knock on the door, and so that would wake them up, and then they'd open the door.
Exactly, his quality, low quality Shabbat.
Didn't always come at exactly the same time.
Over his time of arriving.
Yeah. Amar lahen. He said to them, Mi shetaval yavoi ve'afis. Right? Who has toveled? He should come and he should draw the pais, or he should do the pais, right? And whoever got it would get it. Okay, note. The Chinuch Paskins, right? And the Rambam implies this as well. There is an Isidoraisa on another coin taking it away once one coin has been designated with the job. Right? It might even be Chiyuv Misa Bidei Shamayim. Right? Similar to exactly the same Chiyuv as in learned from the same Pasuk as a Levi taking the avodah of a coin. Or the other way around. Very good.
Who said that explicitly?
The Chinuch, the Rambam doesn't say Chiyuv Misa, it says Mr. Rice. Okay. Fine. In terms of the way they did the pais, I'm trying to remember that it's described here. What's described? It's definitely the Mishnah Yom. Tov, I'll describe it here, and if it turns up it's in the Gemara, then we will do Chazara. Right? The way they did the pais is as follows. Each kohen will stick out two fingers. Right? And basically, he would go around town, he would pick a number at random, and go around and start counting fingers. And whoever's finger he landed on would be the one who would do it. That was the way the pais was done. There were a number of paises done, and maybe we'll hear more about paises. This is only the first one, yeah?
So, I mean, like, people do that, like, I've seen that done today. things got like the numbers like 21 or something, but just put out one or two fingers and you just go in a circle and count to 21.
Yeah.
It's funny.
There is a D on why do you have to count fingers and not people? And the answer is?
We don't count Jews. No?
Very good. It's us to count people. How do we know?
Because David counted people.
And what happened?
There was a plague.
Very
you got
good,
to choose,
right?
But...
Yes, there was a plague. Hit the joke. Okay. Man, Gemara, man, hane, mili. Right? Where does all of this come from? What specifically is it referring to?
The choosing? The Mamona guy?
Sorry? No. How do you know that there are three... What did he say? Oh, very good. Yeah. The Ikur Din the Mishnah. How do you know that there are, in fact, three places where the Kohanim would stay? And Amra, Bayabai says, Amra Kra, Vachainim, Lifnei Mashkim Kedma, Lifnei Olam Moed, Mizracha, Moshe, Vaharainu, Vanavshay, Rimishmeres, Mishmeres, Benei Yisroel. So this is the Pasuk said that they would sort of park themselves, they would stay in front of the Mishkan Kedma, right? So just to the east of the Mishkan. Lifnei Olam Moed, before the Olam Moed, Mizracha. These Moshe and Aaron and his sons, Shomrim Mishmeras Hamikdash Mishmeras Bnei Israel. There would be Shomer Mishmeras Hamikdash, meaning Moshe and Aaron and his sons, three groups, right? Amru in they said Amri in they say yes. Shimur ba'al Ashkenazim devay Kohanim Levim Shimur. Miumas nisin kasan, he beshlesh makamet hakanan shemrim veveis hamikdash ve'alavim be'esrim ve'echad makim ve'ilu kohanim ve'alavim ve'hadei adariksif. Says the Gemara, no, wait. Sure, that forms a makor that there has to be shimur or the mikdash has to be guarded, right? And you're sleeping in such a position that you're able to guard the mikdash, right? What it does not stimulate for, is that there should be three places for the Kohanim. Because here we say three places in the Pasuk, it's three places for Kohanim and Levim Beyachad. Right? Why Kohanim and Levim Beyachad?
When in the dark.
Yeah. How do we know? What's the proof in the Pasuk?
That Pasuk.
Yes. This is not a trick question. Meaning?
Moshe was Makon.
Crazy. Moshe Rabbeinu was a lady. Right? And here we hear three places for the Kohanim and 21 for the Levim. So what's going on? Right, it's not the same thing. Amri hachi kamara hain lefnei achainim lefnei mishkan chedma lefnei olal ma'ed mizracha moshe v'hadar aroin v'anav shemrei mishmeres chorish aroin v'hanakim v'anav bishnei mekameis. Says the Gemara, no. The way the limud is like this. It's Moshe Levi and then Aaron and his two sons, right? Who are the two sons of Aaron and Cohen who survived?
Elazar.
Very good, Elazar and Samar. Right, are the two sons. So Aaron is in one place, and Elazar is in one place, and Samar is in one place. There's three places. Right? Moshe, not counted in that list. There's not. A Cohen, right? Mimai, how do you know? It says Chonin and it says Shomrim. If it was just about Shmira, then they would have just said Shomrim, right? The fact that it says Shomrim separately from Chonim implies that there's two separate groups of people. Chonim is all of them together. Shomrim is just the three Kohanim. Ema kulhu bechad mokoim lechudei. Maybe you'll say they're all together. It's only one place. How do you know there's three separate places? They weren't all sort of parked in the same place. Please, it doesn't make sense. Ma moishim bechad mokoim lechudei. Afarein ovana bechad mokoim lechudei. That doesn't make any sense. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu slept a little bit separate from the. He slept a little bit separately from everybody else, right? So too, Aaron and his two sons were separate because they're all mentioned together, so they're being compared in that sense, right? Now, note, I'm not saying where I got that from. But the statement that, and it sounds like it's just Misora, that obviously Moshe Rabbeinu separate to everybody else, like Li Tachin and Moshe Rabbeinu, do you know what I mean? That's a little bit what the Gemara sounds like.
Could we not have got it from the fact that Moshe took his tent out of the camp?
I'm sorry?
Could they not have got it from the fact that Moshe took his tent out of the camp?
Away from Zip. Oh, you mean after During the Arbaim Shazam?
Yeah.
I think so. He moved it back afterwards, no?
Yeah.
So.
Are there midrashans for this? Any of this kind of...
Oh, there might be. There might be a midrash that discusses it. I am not, you know, familiar, but... That, you know, is what it is. Like, that's not a right. There isn't anything, obviously. I'm just mentioning, I'm not totally certain where... I'm just not totally certain where they got it from. Anyway, I'm not really certain. Right. In any case, the Gemara ends up addressing this. Limud Ravashi Amar Mitzayfe Dikra Shemrim Mishmeres La Mishmeres. It says Shemrim Mishmeres La Mishmeres. The word Mishmeres appears three times, three separate Shmeres for the Kohanim. Note, right? Okay. We will continue, please, God, tomorrow.